This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Presidential politics taking center stage this Good Friday morning. Donald Trump commenting briefly on the road ahead for the wife and young child of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Trump paid respects at the family wake on Thursday in New York. The 31-year-old NYPD officer was shot by a suspect during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. Trump said he's an advocate for law and order. President Biden's being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
A federal judge Thursday sentencing Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud scheme centered on his crypto empire. Bankman-Fried faced a maximum 110 years in prison. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and on Americans. He points to the current status of immigration at the U.S. southern border.
People are dying. Texas citizens are dying, whether it's from fentanyl or an illegal drunk driver or a killer or a gang member. People are dying in this country.
Patrick also spoke in favor of the new state law in Texas, SB4, which would allow state and local officers to arrest those suspected of entering the country illegally. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, great to have you along with us on this Good Friday, March the 29th. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Fleetwood from JohnFleetwood.com is with us right now, the political commentator and researcher par excellence, I might add. Mr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic this beautiful Friday morning. Skies are clear here in Tennessee. It's nice and blue up there when I look up, so I'm a happy camper. How are you doing?
Well, yeah, I'm like you. It reinforces the idea that this is Good Friday. I know it, for some people, when they hear Good Friday associated with the crucifixion of Christ, they go, where's the good? And the good is just around the corner. And this is what happens with life, John, as you and I were talking about earlier. Sometimes difficult things, because God says all things work together for our good. So even the most difficult things, case in point is Good Friday, right? Everybody's looking at the crucifixion of Christ as scourging all that took place on that Friday day and thinking, oh my, it's all gone. It's all lost. But this is where I remind people, this is what's made me what I call a but God Christian. Because whenever I say but God Christian, I go, what are you? No, people, it stops them for a minute to take pause. And I said, well, because in the Bible, oftentimes we get the dark side of an issue and it looks so bleak and hopeless. And then you get that transitional phrase, but God. Is that no matter what it may look like on the outside and through our humanoid eyeballs and senses, but God. God is the superior authority who is in charge of it all, and God knows how to make it all work for good because it doesn't happen without his understanding. He says, John, not a hair falls from your head without him knowing it, right? I mean, if God is that specific and that much and so attentive to our lives that not a sparrow, not a hair off your head is going to fall. Nothing happens without God knowing it. Wow. That's what makes him Almighty God, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Bible says it was for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Mm-hmm. And so it's this weird paradox that we have as Christians where we have these difficult things that we know we're going through, and Jesus promised we go through difficult things. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean everything gets better. I mean, sometimes it gets worse. I mean, yes. It got worse for Jesus. He got crucified.
Right.
But the thing, the great, beautiful paradox about Christianity is that it's through the difficulties, even the things that we don't want to do in the moment. And Jesus, being a man, didn't want to go through the cross. He was there sweating blood.
Yes.
He didn't want to do this. He said, take this cup from me, Lord. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do it, but he did it anyway. And for a reason, though, it was for the joy set before him. So ultimately, we could have a resurrection and therefore, you know, defeat sin and death. And we can be with Christ in the new heavens, new earth when he returns. One of my favorite songs, if anybody listening is into worship music as I am, there's a great song for today, I think, to keep us focused on the joy that is to come on Sunday. It's by an artist named Phil Wickham.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Sunday is Coming.
Yes.
Is Coming. And the lyric is, you know, Friday is good because Sunday's coming. And I think that's just such a good message that it's not just the pain and the suffering that we're enduring right now is not for no reason. There is a purpose for it, as you quoted. You know, God brings all things to good for those who love him. But there's something bigger coming that's more important that God's working on and going to deliver us later on. Friday's good because Sunday's coming, Bill.
That's right. Well, and that's the thing. Phil Wickham's song definitely engaged me because, when I first started this radio show, one of my favorite interviews was with Dr. Tony Campola. And Tony relays the story, probably one of the best sermons I've ever heard. And the title of the sermon is It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming, you know, to your point. And so you get Phil Wickham in the worship side, and you get Dr. Tony on the message side, and he's going to be up, you know, following you. So you get to set the stage for, you know, for this replay of Dr. Tony Campola. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. What's so invigorating about it, just like the song, you know, John, is that, you know, even we all face Fridays. We're all having those Fridays. And maybe today is that Friday for you that is absolutely bleak, that, you know, causes you to relate wholeheartedly what Jesus' disciples and the apostles mentally were going through. I mean, here it is. They give up 3.5 years of their life. They're sold out to Jesus. And, you know, they see just a few days before, they see Jesus, you know, coming into Jerusalem to the praises of everybody. That, you know, even the Pharisee says, hey, tell him to stop. And Jesus says, if they stop, even the stones would cry out. I mean, you know, so in the height of this adulation and everything, here we are several days later, and all that's gone to naught. Jesus is arrested. He is scourged beyond recognition. He carries his cross to Calvary, and all their dreams and aspirations are lost, they see, you know, through their human understanding. Though they've been with Jesus for 3.5 years, and he's telling them, and he even told them, you know, more consistently right before, John, right? I mean, because he knew the time was drawing nigh. Guys, hey, look at, this is going, oh, no, Peter says, and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You know, no, you know, your ways are not God's ways. This, we have to do it God's way. And God's way was Jesus had to go through this. And he endured it, as you say, you know, for the joy. And could you imagine the joy that Jesus is going to have, John, when we're all together in heaven? You know, that somehow, you know, in a little bit of sense, in my own human, you know, expression of it, he might look to the Father and say, you know what, Dad, it was worth it. It was all worth it. It just blows me away, right?
Yeah, and what we ultimately have to look forward to is Revelation 21.
That's
one of my favorite chapters. It talks about the new heaven, you know, new earth coming together just like they did in Genesis, but this time for a creation out of the old, a new creation.
Yeah.
And he says he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain for the former things have passed away. It's a beautiful thing that we have to look forward to because we have our faith in Christ.
Exactly. Well, again, if you are, because we all are experiencing different trials, especially right now in this culture, and if today is that Friday, that kind of Friday, be encouraged. And I know that you'll be further encouraged when you hear the sermon from Tony Campolo that'll be coming up after John Fleetwood. But stay with us right now. We still have more from John Fleetwood, so don't go anywhere. We're just about 15 minutes after the
final
of the
phase
hour.
Of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Calling all accredited institutions of higher education. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Evangela Hollowell with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a proud Hampton University alum. FMCSA offers a CMV Operator Safety Training Grant to educational institutions with opportunities to expand the number of commercial driver's license holders possessing enhanced operator safety training. This grant assists historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. It also helps future alum like me get involved with the commercial motor vehicle industry. Prospective institutions with accreditation recognized by the U.S. Department of Education are encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Independent, we are. Yes, we are. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com. John, you know, when we first heard about that container ship colliding into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. I'll tell you, you know, flags went up. I go, well, this doesn't make sense. You know, that a ship would get out of control and, you know, take this bridge out. This is, I think there's more, you know, you can say under the water here. So I've had my suspicions and doubts. Immediately, I had mentioned Laura Loomer, who, you know, does a great job. I mean, she came out with a, you know, notice right away that, you know, there was no way the mainstream media was going to address it because, you know, it touches on our suspicions. And it takes a while sometimes for people to kind of, you know, process what's going on. But she said almost immediately, you know, that there was something, you know, very fishy about, you know, what happened here, and suggested there was foul play. And as we're looking more and more into this and talking to experts, you've been doing your diligent research at all as well. And you wrote about this, and, you know, here we are. We find out that there is a relationship with this container ship and the World Economic Forum and the DEI contagion. This is an organization that buys into DEI, which, you know, every once in a while we think with the news that maybe we've experienced enough of the disaster of DEI that it's going to be in the rearview mirror. But we're also growing to understand that DEI has become so pervasive that I don't think we're going to easily rid ourselves of its influence or consequences. Do you?
I don't think so. And DEI is actually it's the plural form of the Latin word deus, meaning God. Mm-hmm. So it's DEI actually has this kind of double meaning of referring to multiple gods, which is what the globalists on the left and the rhinos on the right, the Uniparty, mm-hmm. that's how they look at this idea of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are three words that nobody is against in a vacuum. I mean, who's against, you know, a variety of things? If I go to the store, I want a variety of products that I can search from, or I want to go be around people out there. I want a variety of people. And who doesn't want equity in the world? Who doesn't want inclusion? Who doesn't want to be included in something that they want to be included in? These are words that sound great, but they're using them as their gambits. Mm. They don't really mean what they want it to mean. And the World Economic Forum, of course, is this group that's pushing DEI across the whole world because they're partnered with politicians. The head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, brags that he has guys he's trained up Vladimir Putin. He's trained up Zelensky in Ukraine. He's trained up Angela Merkel. He's trained up Trudeau in Canada. Biden's part of the World Economic Forum. And you name a big country, their politicians mm-hmm. are partnered with the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum says that their partners are the ones who are carrying out all of the great reset of the World Economic Forum. So what we have, why does that tie to the bridge collapse that happened there in Baltimore on Tuesday when that container ship rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge? The Dolly, which is the name of this ship, was chartered by a Danish shipping company called Maersk, which is an official partner of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And the World Economic Forum has, you know, again, they're pushing this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion push. But so Maersk, being a partner of the World Economic Forum, carries out the World Economic Forum's bidding. So if you go to the Maersk's website, right. they boast about their commitment to DEI, and I have screenshots and all the links up on my website, johnfleetwood.com, J-O-N, no H, johnfleetwood.com. You can see these. But Maersk's corporate emphasis on DEI, it mirrors that of Boeing. And Boeing's mm-hmm. been in the news because they've been grappling with their own safety issues. If you fly, of course you've been hearing about this. They think
exactly
these crises tied to their, you know, 737 MAX airplane. You know, as a result of these problems, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun's actually stepping down at the end of this year. So it's getting that bad.
Exactly.
So that Boeing's safety failures have been blamed on its pledge in recent years to use DEI, this so-called diversity, equity, inclusion, as incentive for compensation, and essentially ending its focus on safety and quality control.
Right.
And that's not just coming from me. That's coming from a guy like Elon Musk, you know, Tesla founder, SpaceX founder. He just bought Twitter. He's renamed it X. But he went on Twitter and said, this is what Musk said. Do you want to fly in an airplane where they prioritize DEI hiring over your safety?
Exactly.
Because that's actually what's happening. So that's coming from Musk.
Well what happens in a sense, John, if I might interject for just a moment here. I mean, capture this for just a moment. What we've done is there's an exchange here. An exchange from godly principles and standards to a new humanistic standard, right? Okay, this is where it begins. And so the other thing to realize is when you step away from God, you really turn your back on wisdom and you really injure your own intellect in the process, because now it's the standard of man versus the standard of God. So we already have dealt over time in history with what they would refer to as human error, right? So now and that's with God, you know, in many cases, that's with God, and there's still human error, the human error dynamic coming into play. Now you take God out of the picture, you set up this whole new standard, including the fundamental transformation of America, by the way, and now you've exacerbated the human error element. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And we can see this pattern, and we shouldn't be surprised when it happens. Boeing is pushing DEI, and they're having all of these problems, and Boeing's a partner of the WEF. That's why they're pushing it to begin with, and Boeing is experiencing all these problems. Well, Maersk, who charters the dolly that crashed, is partnered with the WEF, pushes DEI, and now you have this accident. Well, they're also, the dolly is managed by this Synergy Marine Group, and there are official documents from that company's website that says that Synergy Marine Group is also partnered with the WEF, and I've got the screenshots of their website where they're pushing this DEI. So you see this pattern of big companies who align themselves with the World Economic Forum, who push the DEI at the WEF's bidding, and then you have these disasters. So what remains to be seen is whether these DEI commitments that are held by Maersk and Synergy Marine Group will end up resulting in as many catastrophes at sea as Boeing has caused in the air. Because
in the air, exactly.
Here's what a lot of people don't know is that it's not just Maersk and Synergy in these, you know, shipping companies. That document that showed that Synergy Marine Group is aligned with the WEF said that there were about 150 marine, you know, shipping companies that are aligned with the WEF now.
Yeah,
so are we going to start seeing, you know, more catastrophes at sea, just like there have been in the air with Boeing? I mean, that remains to be seen.
Well, here it is, John. I mean, to your point, you know, whether it's land, air, or sea, DEI is not working for the good of all concerned, is it? I mean, are we hearing anything positive coming out of that doctrine that says, wow, you know, maybe these guys messed up and they didn't apply it correctly? It just seems that everything's a disaster that's associated with DEI, whether we're talking about, you know, Budweiser, Disneyland, you know, go on down the list.
Yeah.
It's been a disaster, hasn't it?
Yep. I'd say no more DEI, no more WEF.
Yeah, let DEI go by the way of DIE. John Fleetwood's been our guest. Thank you, John.
The 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Over 260 markets across this country. Thank you so much for partnering up with us and maintaining your commitment to do what it takes to get this country back on track. It is Good Friday, and as is tradition here on Bill Martinez Live, I have to share with you probably one of my favorite sermons from Tony Campolo, an American sociologist, pastor, author, public speaker, former spiritual advisor to U.S. President Bill Clinton. He's known as one of the most influential leaders in the evangelical left. He's been a major proponent of progressive thought and reform within the evangelical community. We're going to listen to a special a recount of a sermon that he was exposed to after giving a sermon himself there in Pennsylvania. Here's Tony Campolo.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Hubbard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back to back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacon sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacon yell, "Preach, brother, preach, preach." You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yeah.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well," that's all they do, "Well." You get 67 women going, "Well," every time you say something good.
Yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Oh, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, "Keep going! Keep going, baby! Keep going! Keep going!" They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the... I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, "Stop! Stop!" But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn.
Wow.
And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, "Well," and "Preach," and "Keep going," and I feed on that. Yeah. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, "You did all right. You did all right." I said, "Pastor Eggert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?"
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, "Son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in." I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, "As things have been, so they shall be." You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. "Sunday's coming," and people are going, "Preach, keep going." And Friday. Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming, and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, "Friday!" Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, "Sunday's coming!" And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campola, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
You know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the first words are, "I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand." You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal. And that is the kingdom of God is also a party. And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right. That's what I... Well, you know, Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowds line the sidewalks, and they push little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see.
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this, that the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds, and the wheat begins to grow, and the evil one comes and sows tares, or weeds, and the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, what should we do, pull up the weeds? He said, you can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together, and come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares, and the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames. The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only is the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, alumnus, professor emeritus of sociology at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. My prayer this Good Friday for you is that whatever it is that is your Friday, remember, Sunday is coming.
Reports show Florida leads the nation in the sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida's state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Adam, if I might say, happy Good Friday to you.
And it's happy Good Friday to you, too.
And it's a happy Good Friday because we're going to have the most happiest of Sundays come Sunday, right?
That is exactly right. Obviously, right. What happened on Good Friday was good for mankind, but a horrible thing for Jesus. But we look forward to celebrating the core, the foundation of our faith, you know, Jesus rising from the dead and, you know, doing so on our behalf. So we look forward to Sunday, always Sunday.
Well, definitely the good news is Tony Campola says it's Friday. You know, with all the doom and gloom that Friday brought upon the world at that time, you imagine what they must have been thinking, the apostles, you know, all the disciples, the people that had followed Jesus, and just so discouraged and thinking, what the heck happened here? You know, they misunderstood the ministry and the mission of our Lord and Savior. But, you know, as Tony would say, hey, that's all Friday. You know, Satan is cheering it on. He's all excited because they feel like they won the battle and should have known better. Because I believe even in the back of Satan's mind, he knew that this was a temporary situation because Satan was aware of the prophecy and understood that what Jesus was doing was going to bring down his empire. So all that was Friday, all the bleakness. And today, in the culture that we live in, people are experiencing a lot of dark Fridays right now.
And boy, that's true.
Right?
Yep. And you know, it's interesting. Obviously, Jesus gives us hope. And you mentioned people, you know, those who followed him, maybe not understanding what was going on. And I think it's easy for us to forget reading now,
A, we know how the story ends, but I can sometimes be a little bit hard on the disciples and the followers of Jesus, you know, Mary and Martha and everybody who was with him for, well, why didn't you guys get this? And I think, you know, at Plugged In, we review movies, music, TV, video games, that sort of thing. And, you know, we're keeping a close eye on The Chosen. And one of the things I appreciate about The Chosen is that, yeah, you know, they're extrapolating some things. There's dramatic license all over the place, but the core of the story is accurate, and it helps me, I think, to visualize the humanity of exactly. Jesus' disciples and how, oh yeah, I see how they could have missed this. You know, the episode where James and John fight with everybody about Peter being named, you know, their leader. I'm like, oh, wow, this was more than one verse in Scripture. This probably was something closer to that. And so I appreciate what Dallas Jenkins has done there in helping us to imagine, why were the disciples so confused? And even Judas, you know, you get a sense of his torn loyalties and what he wants. So I toss that in there because that's obviously our bread and butter here at Plugged In.
No, exactly. And it's important, though. This is why we love having you on, is to get this perspective. Because how it's being presented to the culture, and you're exactly right. I think this is why the popularity and the groundswell for The Chosen, because it brings humanity into the story, and even the humanity of Jesus, the human side of Jesus. You know, we think rarely that Jesus had a sense of humor, but Dallas has done a great job in illustrating Jesus' sense of humor, right?
A great job. And you know, the disciples' humanity is our humanity.
Yes.
And let's face it, we get up in the morning, we get ready, I iron my shirt today. You know, most of us want to present the best version of ourselves to the world, right? And if you're on social media, it's even amplified. You know, then we get the bestest of the best versions of ourselves. But the reality is, we all wake up in the morning kind of groggy, kind of, oh man, I got to go do it again. Maybe some people jump out of bed with more enthusiasm than I do. And that humanity is what Jesus came to save and to, you know, to redeem. And my brokenness is deep and so is yours. So we don't come from a point of having it figured out on our own, but the message of the gospel is, the pressure's off. I think, you know, Larry Crabb had a book titled that. It's not about me trying to earn my way. It's about recognizing what Jesus did for me. And
exactly. And
my humanity is okay, right? And that he redeems my brokenness.
Yeah, because otherwise, you imagine, I mean, then and even now, post, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, without Jesus, you're a round peg in a square hole.
Right.
In a sense, right? And that's
absolutely.
What's so frustrating because that, you know, when you're a round peg in a square hole, you've got natural friction points that heat up and that are bothersome, that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you know something is just not settled. And it won't be settled truly until we cross over into eternity. But until then, God has sent us a remedy. You know, for a temporal condition, because after all this is said and done, Adam, it's about eternity.
It is about eternity.
This is all minor. This is all minor stuff, and all the Fridays and the stress of the tough Fridays that we may all be enduring to varying differing degrees here. I understand that. That is meaningless. Once we cross that threshold and go into eternity, and God said, look it, I love you, Adam, I love you so much. And even though in your worst moment, you may think you are undeserving, but that's not you. You don't decide whether or not you're deserving. The Father has decided that.
That's absolutely right. And we need each other to remind each other, Bill, because it's actually easier for me to understand that Jesus died for somebody else's sins than it is to get a grip on my own, because I know the depth of my brokenness. And but I actually don't have a right, Bill. I was talking about this with my 17-year-old son last night. You know, we can get down on ourselves, but, you know, in some ways, we also have to take a step back and say, well, what makes you so special that your sins aren't covered, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like, there's a weird kind of, it's not arrogance, really, but you're
but
not
it
the
is.
Exception.
But it is, right?
It
is arrogance. It is. Because,
yeah.
And that's what's so disturbing for the father, is that basically what you're doing, in the same way that, Esau rejected his birthright.
Right.
Right? And yep. God said, hey, Esau, I hated, but yet
right.
Jacob I loved. And
yep.
the difference was that Jacob honored his birthright. Esau
right.
didn't. He threw it
yep.
away like it was meaningless. And so here it is. God gives us this birthright to be in the eternity with him in his kingdom, and we just cast it aside. For whatever
yep.
reason, and that's we need to reconcile that, because in human
right.
terms, we think we're all justified. Yeah, okay,
right.
I'm a sinner, I'm unworthy, I've done, you don't even know what I've done. Yeah, I mean,
right.
even, when Jesus would save sinners, he's, why would you, have no, I know what you've done.
Right.
But
exactly.
But it doesn't matter.
Well, and why the community is so important, because it, to be in a place where we're hearing the word, where we're receiving truth, and we're, iron is sharpening iron, right? That
yes,
it's not
exactly.
about me figuring it out on my own at all, on any level. You know, Jesus died for me, and in the process of sanctification, he uses other members of the body of Christ to make me more like him, too.
Well, this is our prayer for this Easter season, that the revelation of God's gift of eternity and our sin solution, that you would realize it to a depth that you've never realized before, that it would give you this sense of surety and this confidence, because that's what God wants. God wants us to be confident, because if we have any doubts, guess what? We're going to be victims here. And God
yeah.
didn't create us to be victims, did he?
No, he did not. More than conquerors, I think he calls us.
Exactly.
In
exactly.
him, in Jesus.
Yeah. Well, Adam, what else can you add to this, to this significance? I mean, this is such an event that
yeah.
like none other in human history, has there been a person. And of course, we talk about the God person and the man of God who came in to alter our trajectory, to alter history, and there's been none other like him, and we wait with expectation, with glorious expectation, because you look at the signs and you think soon and very soon he will come back to reign in his rightful
yep.
position as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and all this stuff goes away and we all become round pegs in round holes, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And that is the hope that is our anchor and our foundation, Bill.
Right. Well, I would say that, the resources that are available through Focus on the Family are abundant. If you have any questions, doubts, Fridays that you're dealing with that seem insurmountable, a great resource, great resources are there at Focus on the Family. How can people be in touch with Focus and tap into these, these incredible resources that, Focus and the team have put together to serve the body of Christ, Adam?
You can just come to focusonthefamily.com and you will see, on the main page we have different areas of ministry, whether you're looking for help with parenting or marriage or, our adoption care initiatives. I mean, we have a broad umbrella of things we do if you're looking for resources for your family.
Happy Easter, my good friend. You take care. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.